Today's show is sponsored by Kinda Good, Kinda Fresh. Are you tired of eating out and trying to grocery shop? Wish you could cook at home, but you're not into those snooty sites that provide meals that are healthy and fresh? Then check out Kinda Good, Kinda Fresh. They send half-decent meals to your house in a relatively timely manner. The food is perfectly fine, and you're going to like it. Use offer code JUSTSCRAPEOFFTHEGREENSPOTS for 40% off your first order. Let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends, figuring out everything that's great about the show Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host of the show. So why don't you come with me and meet my friends and hopefully your friends, The Friends. Let's go. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends podcast, where we go episode by episode through the show Friends. There's 10 seasons to go. We are partway through season four, and it has been a bit of a little bit of a break between where we left off and where we're picking up, but that's a good thing. It's a good thing. And let me just tell you, first of all, that we are on season four, episode 10. The one with the girl from Poughkeepsie. And this one was written by Scott Silveri and directed by Gary Halverson. The air date was December 18th, 1997. And that's the episode we will be talking about today on Meet My Friends, The Friends. I said my name was Tom Sharpling. I'm joined by my my co-hosts for the show. I have Jason Gore.
Hi, Tom. How are you? I'm great. It's good to be back. It really is. I mean, man, honestly, I needed this.
Good. Me too. It's really, the show's been one of my favorite things to do, and I'm glad we're back doing it. And we also have Pat Byrne is back also. How are you, Pat?
I'm honored to hear co-host. That was a little surprising. I like that. Thank you. I mean, how are you? It's a weird world. I miss hearing your voice. We haven't, you know, we were brief on email, but how are you? Are you doing okay?
I'm good. I'm pretty good. Kind of getting through the world the way everybody else is.
One day at a time. Yeah, we're just doing our best.
That's all you can do, really.
Yeah.
You guys doing good?
Yeah,
doing good. Thank the Lord. I mean, it's weird. We're used to being in the same room doing the show. We're doing it over Zoom. So, you know, it's a little bit of a whole new technological wonder. We may sound like robots from time to time, but hey, I'm glad the three of us can be together this way, to talk about a really tremendous television show.
Yes. And not that I'm going to belabor any points, but it's like we started this show. There's been some ups, there's been some downs, and
yes.
Rear view mirror for all of it.
I think this time put a lot of things into perspective, and I'm looking forward to regaining my sanity a little bit with some friends recap. And I think a lot of other people, I know the fans have been writing us, so here come the friends.
Absolutely.
Both literally and I mean, I think here we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of
here come the friends indeed. Pat. Yeah.
It's kind of like
I just want to say that the whatever anger that I felt and held on to for a long time, and maybe for whole seasons of this show, it's all in the past. I love you guys.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
I love you guys the same way.
It's funny because we are friends.
Yeah,
talking about the show Friends.
That is funny. So, I haven't thought about that. Yeah. That's really good. I mean,
yeah. Well, let me just say this episode is called The One with the Girl from Poughkeepsie, and the plot of it is Ross dates a girl from Poughkeepsie, but is concerned about the distance involved in seeing her, that he has to travel to go see her. Rachel wants a relationship, so Chandler offers to set her up with somebody. When his coworkers find out it's Rachel and she's not looking for a serious relationship, they all bribe Chandler to set them up with Rachel. Monica doesn't get any respect at work, so she hires Joey as a waiter so she can fire him so everybody will know who the boss is at work. But Joey starts to enjoy the tips, so he stops going along with the plan. Phoebe writes a Christmas song for everybody on Friends. Ross takes the train up to Poughkeepsie to break up with this woman, but falls asleep and ends up in Montreal. I want to talk about this episode a little more, but I want to thank our sponsor, first of all. Kind of Good, Kind of Fresh. Now there are a lot of services out there that send the ingredients for ready-to-cook meals right to your doorstep. The food is outstanding and fresh as can be, and that sounds all well and good, but who do they think they are, really, when you think about it? It's a little arrogant, right? And look, maybe I don't feel like eating good food today. I just like to eat something that isn't like fast food level garbage, but is comforting and perfectly okay. And that's where Kind of Good, Kind of Fresh comes in. Every week or two, they send all the ingredients for you to make dishes like buttered noodles and potato chips or sandwich. The ingredients are all perfectly fine, maybe not the freshest, but if that's a deal breaker for you, you should probably take your business elsewhere. Use the offer code Just Scrape Off the Green Spots for 40% off your first order. Kind of Good, Kind of Fresh. It's in the name. What else do you need to know? Seriously, check them out. So, yeah, that's a fun sponsor. I'll maybe see what the deal with that is.
Have you tried it?
I have not yet. They were supposed to send me like an introductory kit for it, and they never sent it. So I think that might be kind of the feel here with the that company. Now, this episode, I thought this was a pretty solid episode of Friends. Maybe not the most exciting one. I thought Monica and Joey at work together were funny, watching them. Monica try to get tough with her wait staff, and then Joey blows the plan and won't go along with it. Rachel's situation is kind of sad. It's a perfectly fine Christmas episode. Did you guys have any thoughts about this episode?
Yeah, I think this is a leap from the snooze fest of episode 9. I thought episode 9 was one of the weakest episodes of Friends. There's not a lot that happens. There's not a lot of, you know, it's a low stakes. It felt like filler. I'm talking about the one where they're going to the party. Mm-hmm. The last one that was reviewed on this podcast. And so this is now a leap in, I think, sort of a, and they had to go big because this is the last one before, you know, a season break, before there's some, I'm assuming, some reruns over the holidays. And they delivered, Tom. You got Rachel, you got Ross, you got Monica. Monica's a big star here. She has a full fleshed out role. We don't see her a lot in her career in the kitchen. This is an episode where, you know, we kind of see her take charge a little bit. She has to, you know, I don't love that a strong female character is kind of reduced to this needs the help of a male, you know, like the hero kind of thing of Joey. But I do think for late 90s sitcom writing, this is a strong one, and I loved seeing her kind of, you know, get her hands dirty and have the kitchen staff. You don't see the world of the chef, and it's cool that they had a female chef as a pivotal character in the show.
Sure, sure. Jason, any thoughts?
Pat, I think you're right on the money. This was a very, very good Christmas episode. The one thing that I really connected with the most, I think, is, you know, living in New York City, you know the distance between New York City and Poughkeepsie. That can be a lot. There's no way a relationship can really work there. You're talking 2 hours without traffic to get up to Poughkeepsie. So I really related to that. And, you know, I think I really connect with the episodes of Friends the most where I can find something on a human level that I have to deal with, that the friends are also dealing with. And it really brings me in there. And I really connected with this episode.
Maybe miss traveling a little bit, you know?
Oh, God, I'd kill to go to Poughkeepsie right now.
Yeah, just get on a train safely.
Yeah, well, this episode, let's go through the segments. Now, I will say I do not have the clips. I thought I was going to have the bumpers.
Oh man.
For this.
Oh man.
We'll get there. We'll figure this
out. I'm really sorry, Tom. We loaded them.
Okay.
Let us take a look. We're going to look into this. It's probably a glitch. They are there. I don't know. We're on it though. We will handle this.
All right. Well, should I do it as if, I mean, is this something we can?
I think we can add it in later.
Add it back in?
Yeah. But also, like, yeah. You know, this is, I think people are just happy to hear our voices right now. I think that there's a little forgiving nature sure. to this. To
absolutely. This episode. Well, then I'll just assume that these will go in and post and it'll work itself out. So friends first. Now, this is the only season 4 appearance of Stu, Monica's colleague. His second and final appearance was in The One with the Stripper, which is season 8, episode 8. And I believe Stu is played by Fred Stoller, I think. I know Fred Stoller is one of the kitchen staff, very funny comedian. Fun Friends fact. And the bumper, a little bumper will play right now.
Yeah.
The woman on the train that Ross meets at the end of the episode in Montreal states to Ross that it's just a 2-hour ferry ride to Nova Scotia, but no ferry services exist between Montreal and Nova Scotia. They are actually connected by road. And if they did, the trip would take significantly longer than 2 hours. It would take 80 to 90 minutes by plane and 10 to 14 hours by car. So that's a little bit of a mistake there. Little blooper got through there, I guess. Line of the episode. Play the bumper. Thank you. Phoebe is working on a song, a Christmas song to include the other friends. And she sings, "Spin the dreidel, Rachel." Then Rachel says, "Oh, that was nice, Phoebe. But Rachel doesn't rhyme with dreidel." And then Phoebe says, "I know, it's hard, but nothing rhymes with your stupid name."
They had to work Phoebe in there somehow. So they didn't know how. Like, I give them credit because they worked in almost every friend. And they're like, what do we give Rachel? Oh, she'll write a song. Like, it was kind of... You know, it was a little lazy, maybe first thought, but I think in this episode, it's like the icing, you know, that's the icing on the cake.
Right no, it there. Makes I, sense. It makes sense.
They're
overall.
Probably tired.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're probably tired. Tom, you work in TV. When you get to a Christmas episode, are you already a little burned out?
You'd be a little winded. Sure. Yeah. You'd be. So they did that. It's kind of fun. Rate the episode. I give this one 7 out of 10 friends. And I'll rate the friends. This one, Monica, Joey, Rachel, Phoebe, Ross, and ending on Chandler, who putting him at the bottom because he is basically operating as some sort of pimp for his friend, Rachel. Maybe not my favorite element of the episode.
Well, hey, since we're I guess now bumped up to co-host, you mind if Jason and I give a rating?
No. In here? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to give this an 8.5 as an episode. I thought it was very strong. And as far as rating the friends, can we do that as well, Tom? Is that all right? I don't want to step on
Let's
you here. I don't want to. Okay, so I'm going to say Monica, I love the storyline. I'm going to say Joey, who was very funny in that supporting, story. Then we'll go Chandler, Rachel, and, you know, I'm going to put Phoebe at the end here because it was just a little bit of an afterthought, I thought, for her character there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was a really fun episode. Would I play it? And, you know, if NBC got all of their great Christmas episodes together and, you know, did like a fun Thursday, would this get in there? Probably not. There are better Friends holiday episodes. So based on that alone, I'm going to give it a 7.4.
7.4.
It's not quite a 7.5, but it's not a 7. to me. It's just a little bit more. I'm going to rate the friends here. First off, I'm going to say Monica at the top. She's wonderful in this.
Absolutely.
Rachel, Phoebe, Ross, Chandler, Joey.
Oh, Joey's last.
Very Joey's last. Yeah.
Hey,
not
man.
A big Joey episode for me.
Fair enough. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. This is a big episode for me. In a way, this episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, is a big episode for me. Maybe not the episode of Friends we're talking about, but this is a big one for me because we are back. And I see nothing but smooth sailing ahead. And we're going to get to the end of these Friends, get to the end of season 10. And yeah, I feel good about it. No, you guys feel good?
Nothing stopping us now.
Yeah. This is great. Man, I'm just excited. We're gonna get through this.
We'll figure out the tech stuff.
I'm gonna be sad when it ends.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I need you guys. I really do. I do need you.
Okay. Yeah. And I you. So cue the outro music. Thanks everybody for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We will be back with another episode of going through another episode of Friends. So thanks for listening. And on behalf of my co-hosts, Pat Byrne and Jason Gore, thank you and good night.
Good night.
That felt right. That just felt so right. And Tom, I didn't mean to jump in there and assume we could just rate, but I was going with the moment. I thought you might want that. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Yeah. We're good.
That just felt right.
That was great.
Yeah.